Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Russian moves in eastern Ukraine.
It is an invasion.
Global outrage.
There will be a swift and severe response.
Closely watched COVID case.
Queen Elizabeth cancels her virtual engagements today.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Russia orders troops into two breakaway regions in Ukraine that Vladimir Putin now recognizes as independent. CBS's Holly Williams begins our team coverage from eastern Ukraine, where there has been heavy artillery fire today.
When we made it to the trenches, we found a quagmire. The Ukrainians say the snows melted early this year. The mud might slow an invasion down, the soldiers told us, but it won't stop it.
Normally it's shelling, heavy shelling, 24 hours by 7.
Private Valery Kashkarov told us he was a businessman before he signed up, and a former exchange student in Dallas.
We are on our own land, soldiers of this country, protecting our country.
Ukraine says they're targeting civilian areas, including the village of Novonyativka, where they seem shell-shocked. We're on the brink of nervous breakdown, said Ekaterina Evseva, and there's nowhere to run.
I'm Cammie McCormick. The international condemnation was swift.
We must act together in response to this crisis.
U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Linda Thomas-Greenfield after a late-night Security Council meeting. In Germany, the chancellor announced this morning his country has now taken steps to halt the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline from Russia. And European leaders will consider sanctions against Russia today. And we're expecting to hear more from the White House. Here's correspondent Nancy Cordes.
Putin declared regions of Donetsk and Luhansk to be independent territories, a provocative step that prompted President Biden to issue new limited sanctions on investments in or exports from those regions. In a fiery one-hour televised speech, Putin went even further. Modern Ukraine was entirely created by Russia, he argued. Now it's a colony with puppets at its helm. A White House official warning last night this was a speech to the Russian people to justify a war. President Biden huddled yesterday with members of his national security team, holding one secure call with the leaders of Germany and France and another with President Zelensky of Ukraine. Zelensky took to social media late last night, saying to the Ukrainian people, "We will give up nothing."
Today, we've seen oil prices shoot up more than 3%. Brent crude at nearly $100 a barrel now, hitting levels not seen in 8 years. The Eurasia Group's Ian Bremmer on CBS Mornings says energy interests and cyberspace are places to watch.
They are the major exporter of gas to Europe. The Russians are a country with offensive cyber capabilities that are roughly at parity with the United States. So cyber attacks are likely to come again.
Now to Georgia, where a federal jury is deciding if the three men convicted of murdering Ahmaud Arbery are also guilty of hate crimes. Arbery's mother says it's been a difficult time.
Very emotional, very draining. I'm thankful that it's almost over.
All three have already been sentenced to life in prison and face life sentences if convicted again. Closing arguments are set for today in Minneapolis in the federal civil rights trial of three former police officers who were on the scene when George Floyd was killed. There's word this morning U.S. women's soccer players have settled a suit against the sport's governing body, getting $24 million and bonuses to match men's pay. Star player Megan Rapinoe on CBS Mornings.
It's equal pay across the board from here on out, and I'm looking forward to continuing to grow the sport.
Overseas, London correspondent Vicky Barker has the latest on Queen Elizabeth and her case of COVID.
2 days after testing positive for COVID-19, her aides say Queen Elizabeth continues to suffer what they call mild cold-like symptoms, so she's canceled a planned virtual engagement for today. But she will, they say, continue to carry out light duties.
Here in this country, the CDC says the average daily number of COVID cases is down 92% from last month's peak. Dr. David Wohl at the University of North Carolina.
We haven't reached the bottom of that downward slope, but we are getting there.
Hospitalizations are down 61%.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Canadian lawmakers have voted to extend emergency powers designed to thwart trucker protests, even though the blockade in Ottawa is over. CBS's Chris Mavridis in Toronto.
It means the Canadian government can legally freeze the bank accounts of protesters and even people donating to keep the demonstrations going. The measures are good for 1 month, and then Canadian Parliament would have to debate and approve it all over again.
Correspondent Scott McFarlane has more on an effort to get something started in this country.
The convoy of truckers departs Scranton, Pennsylvania, Wednesday at 8 a.m., according to an organizer, headed through Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, then Baltimore. Then they expect to clog the Capitol Beltway near Washington. An organizer says they're protesting what they call liberal policies and vaccine mandates.
Well, the pandemic changed the outlook for a lot of restaurants. CBS's Chris Van Cleve says for many, times are still tough.
Bright Martin was intended to be a Denver mainstay. Owner Jared Rigg's dream has been dashed by COVID.
I feel like we're kind of the canary in the coal mine.
Like nearly 6 out of 10 restaurants nationwide, Rigg's saw his business plummet by more than half as Omicron surged, forcing him to shut down.
Probably harder in 2021 than it was in 2020 for us.
Omicron and inflation were a double whammy that just made it unsustainable.
Double whammy.
Nationally, 91% of restaurants report difficulty hiring. 89% have raised prices. And as many as 8 in 10 say they are in danger of closing without assistance. But further COVID relief remains a non-starter in Washington.
Do you get the sense that Congress is hearing your pleas?
No, I think we kind of got forgotten.
Feeling forgotten and now starting over. Chris Van Cleve, CBS News, Denver.
Colombia is now the fourth country in Latin America to move to decriminalize abortion, legalizing the procedure up to the 24th week of pregnancy. Well, AT&T is shutting down its 3G network today, a move that could mean some older phones and other devices won't work.
People will be astounded at how many things that they have working in their environment that all of a sudden they take for granted and are not going to work.
John Brady's with a company that connects people at home to healthcare systems. Other carriers plan similar action later in the year. Michigan head basketball coach Juwan Howard suspended for the last 5 games of the regular season and fined $40,000 for hitting a Wisconsin assistant during a handshake line skirmish at the end of Sunday's Badgers win over the Wolverines. Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard fined $10,000. 3 players received 1-game suspensions.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose 1 title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
A shooting outside a fast food place in Utah with a strange twist.
Police are called to a McDonald's drive-thru in suburban Salt Lake City after a man becomes upset with his order. When officers remove the man from the vehicle, one looks back and sees a gun pointing out of a rear window and yells, "Kid," alerting other officers. The four-year-old fires. An officer manages to swipe it away and the bullet hits an awning. Police believe the man told his child to fire at them. The Salt Lake County Sheriff says to have an adult think it's okay to encourage a four-year-old to pull a firearm and shoot at police illustrates how out of hand the campaign against police has gotten. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Bitter cold is settling in the upper Midwest, with forecasters saying over the next few days temperatures will be 20 to 30 degrees below average. Rapid City, South Dakota had a high of 53 on Sunday. Today, the high is expected to be zero. Across Nebraska, wind chills expected to plunge to 40 below. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail. Or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.